bless you, Lord.
Good to be back in the Lord's house.
Man, brother.
Could be back in the Lord's house twice in one day.
Amen.
I mean, you don't see that much anymore, Brother Robbie, ever since all this COVID mess came around.
Amen, that's true.
People are still scared of that. And,
yeah.
Amen, they still are a little gun shy. Amen, yeah. I don't know how long it'll take or if it'll ever get back to the way it used to be.
Yeah.
But, amen, I'm glad God's still in charge.
Amen.
You talk about home services, you know, back in the Bible times, they had to meet in each other's homes when they was running from the Romans and they was trying not to be captured and all this. And the story goes that they put a little fish symbol, and it was called the ichthys in Hebrew or Greek, whatever language it was. They put that on their door to let them know this is where we're meeting at tonight. Amen. It may get down to the point where you have to put a little fish on the door or a cross. Amen. It's a symbol of where we're meeting. But amen, it's good to come together and not forsaking this symbol of ourselves. Amen. As a man or son is. Amen. But so much the more as you see the day approaching, just encourage one another in the Lord. I'm glad we still got a place to meet tonight, Brother Robbie. If you got your Bible, turn with me, if you will, to the book of 3 John. Amen. That's 3 John. Only one chapter in this. And I was reading this the other day, and maybe it's a couple weeks ago, and I didn't know when I was going to preach it, but amen, it stuck with me, and it looks like tonight's the night.
Amen.
Amen. But I'm glad for that song, Anywhere Is Home. I mean, I'm glad that he loved me, and I love him because he first loved me. Amen. Yeah. I'm glad for that love he had for me. Amen. And he did so much for me. Why can't I go on for him? Amen. And endure to the end. He endured much shame and endured the cross, despising the shame. And we're to look unto him, amen, the author and finisher of our faith, as our example. Not to look unto the president, not to look unto the world, not to even look to your pastor, amen. The Bible says to look to Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. Amen. But it says here in the third epistle of John, starting at the very first verse here, says, the elder unto the well-beloved Gaius, whom I love in the truth. Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospereth. For I rejoiced greatly when the brethren came and testified of the truth that is in thee, even as thou walkest in truth. I had no greater joy than to hear that my children walk in truth. Amen. That's about as far as we're going to read right there. Won't be long. Just keep your finger there. We're going to flip over to 2 John here in just a little bit. Amen. But that verse just really caught me this past couple of weeks. Verse 4, he says, I have no greater joy than to hear that my children walk in truth. Amen. If I have a thought to bring to you tonight, the thought of the message is walking in truth. Amen. He says here, I just don't have any greater joy than to know that my children walk in truth. Amen. You that are familiar with what they call, I believe it's Brother Johnny Bertram calls these the Little Johns.
Yeah.
The books of John, 1st, 2nd, 3rd John. Amen. John uses this terminology quite a bit. He calls his the disciples and the people that he mentored and maybe he had won to the faith, he calls them little children.
Amen.
Amen. He says that many different times, and it's a really good book. 1st John is a really good book for new converts because basically they are children. They're babes in Christ. Amen. But here he's talking, he's reading, he's writing this letter here. He's addressing a man by the name of Gaius, and the reference that it gives me is one of Paul's companions. Amen. Paul said, I'm glad that I baptized none of you save Gaius and Crispus.
Yeah.
Amen. So he was a companion of Paul at one point or the other. And at some point, if this is the same man, John intervened in his life as well. And he begins to write to him. And he boasts in the Lord on him. He says, verse 3, I rejoice greatly when the brethren came. In other words, there's some people that were sent out and they come back and testified of the truth that's in them.
Amen.
Or in him in this sense. Even as thou walkest in truth. I have no greater joy than to hear that my children walk in truth. Now you see about this time, we know John, we'll probably read that here a little bit. 1 John talks a lot about the Antichrist and there's false prophets being arise. And at this point in time, there's a lot of false prophets, a lot of people that was claiming to be Christ. We know the story of Christ saying, if you hear somebody say, lo, here's Christ, or lo, there's Christ, don't listen to him. Don't pay him no attention. Amen. Amen. One thing's about it. One thing's for sure. When Jesus comes back, everybody's going to know it. Hey, there won't be no doubt about it. He said he's going to come back in a cloud The same way he left, he's going to come back in like manner. Amen. And every eye's going to see him. Amen. Every knee will bow and every tongue shall confess that Jesus is Lord. Amen. And I believe after that, that loves usher in the tribulation of, and in the great tribulation at 3.5 years, and there's going to be literal hell on earth. It's going to be unleashed. The pits are going to be unleashed. There's going to be scorpions the size of helicopters. Amen. Stinging men, and they're going to beg to die, and they won't be able to, Brother Robert.
Right. That's right, brother. Yeah. It'll be a terrible time. Sure will.
But there's a lot of false prophets back in these days. Mm-hmm. If we flip over a page and go to 2 John, I want to read a little bit of that. Here he says in verse 1, the elder unto the elect lady and her children, whom I love in truth. And not I only, but also all they that have known the truth. Now that's one of the key words in this epistle, is truth. We're talking about walking in truth. In verse 2 he says, for truth's sake which dwells in us and shall be with us forever. Mm-hmm. Grace be with you, mercy and peace from God the Father, and from the Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of the Father, in truth and love. I rejoice greatly that I found of thy children walking in truth. There it is again.
Amen.
As we have received the commandment of the Father. And now I beseech thee, lady, not as though I wrote a new commandment unto thee, but that which we had from the beginning, that we love one another.
Amen.
And this is love, that we walk after his commandments. This is the commandment, that as ye have heard from the beginning, you should walk in it.
Amen.
Now, Paul over here, I'll probably get to that in a little bit. I've got it bookmarked here, but Paul over here in the 2 Timothy, 2 Epistle of Timothy, he writes to him in verse chapter 3, verse 14, he says, continue thou in the things which thou hast learned, and hast been assured of, knowing of whom thou hast learned them. And John here is commending them, amen, for walking in the commandment. The commandment is, he says in verse 6, that commandment is, as you've heard from the beginning, walking. Don't turn. God told him, I believe it was Deuteronomy, when he was talking to the children of Israel, when he was talking about the law and talking about what God told him to go out and do. He said, when you hear a voice behind you, don't turn to the right. Don't turn to the left. But you go straight in exactly the direction that he wants you to go. And John here says, I'm glad that you're obeying the commandment that you should walk in the truth as you've heard from the beginning. Don't veer off of it. Amen. A lot of people today has veered off, far off.
Amen.
From the straight and narrow. Amen. They've got over and changed lanes, and now they're on the Broadway. Amen. They're on the broad path, which leads to destruction. And a lot of false prophets are leading them there. They're the pace car. Amen. You that are familiar with racing, I don't really watch it, but I know a few terminology things about racing. Over there in NASCAR, they have what's called a pace car. And when it's time for the cars to slow down, amen, when there's a wreck on the road or just about when they're getting ready to start the race, the pace car comes out. He's the leader.
Yeah.
Amen. We have all the other cars behind him. And you see him doing this little number right here because they're trying to dry off the pavement. Amen. When there's fresh oil and everything on it. Amen. And the pace car sets the pace for the rest of the journey. Amen. And listen here. The pace car sets the pace. Amen. And we find that these cars follow the pace car. And when the pace car veers off the lane, they know it's time to kick it in high gear.
Amen.
And now the race is the one that's going to win is going to win the race.
Amen, brother.
Well, we find false prophets today. We find people today that claim to be Christians, that claim to know the gospel, but they'll preach another gospel.
Yeah.
And they'll mask and they'll put just enough truth in there to make it believable. Amen. They said that Hitler quoted him one time and said, people believe, if you tell a lie long enough, people believe.
Yeah, that's right, that's true.
And they're lying to people today.
True.
And people are being deceived.
Yeah.
I mean, listen, let's read on down here. Verse 7, for many deceivers are entered into the world who confess not that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh. This is a deceiver and an antichrist. Amen. We got many deceivers out there today. The last days talked about many deceivers coming in, of people being, lovers of their own selves. Amen. Reprobate to the faith, disobeying of parents. All these different qualifications are the things to look for.
Yeah.
Amen. We got pastors out there. We got false prophets that are setting the pace. Amen. On the road to hell. Amen. And John knew about these people, and he called them out. He said, they're deceivers, flat out, point blank. No bones about it. They're deceivers, and they're an antichrist.
Right.
And this is something that John, 1 John dealt with as well, where he talks about Jesus Christ has come in the flesh. You say, what does that mean? Of course we know he come in the flesh. Well, there's some people out there. You gotta keep in mind that the word Christ is not Jesus' last name. We hear that together all the time. We think, well, Eric Beatty, Robbie Miller, Don Ledbetter, Don Brown, sorry. You were talking to Gary a while ago and he got Ledbetter on my mind. Jesus Christ. No, that ain't it. That ain't his last name. Christ means anointed one. Christ means chosen one. It means Messiah. And back in those days, they don't think that Messiah came in the flesh. You know the Jews are still looking for the Messiah to come. They reject Jesus as the Messiah. And not only that, Jesus is God, okay? So God has come down in the flesh. In the beginning was the Word was with God, and the Word was God, and the Word dwelt among us and became flesh. God in the flesh is Jesus, okay? Well, there's people that reject that. And they say, no, he hasn't come yet. Or, no, remember the Jews, they thought it was blasphemy because he thought it was equal to be with God.
That's right.
Well, back in those days, John is saying emphatically, Jesus Christ is God. He's the anointed one, and he has come in the flesh. He has bled and died. He has resurrected. He said, if there's anybody else that has that kind of gospel, let's read on down and see what he said. Verse 8. Look to yourselves that we lose not those things which we have wrought, but that we receive a full reward. Remember, Robbie preached this morning, Hebrews 2.
Man.
Hold fast in things. Don't let them slip.
Let them slip.
He says, look to yourselves. Watch yourselves.
Yeah.
That we lose not the things which we have wrought, the things we've labored, but that we receive a full reward.
Amen. Amen.
Whosoever transgresses and abideth not in the doctrine of Christ hath not God. He that abideth in the doctrine of Christ hath both the Father and the Son. Remember, Jesus told the disciples, if you've seen me, you've seen the Father.
Man.
He says, if there come any to you and bring not this doctrine, receive him not to your house, neither bid him Godspeed.
No.
For he that biddeth him Godspeed is partaker of his evil deeds.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Amen. Partaker of his evil. I used to get excited when a Jehovah's Witness come to my door. Because I'd want to come in and then set him straight.
Yeah.
But this says, don't even let him come in your house.
Amen. Amen.
It's not inhospitable to say, no, I'm sorry, I can't invite you in. You're welcome to talk to me right out here on the stoop if you want to, but I can't let you in the house.
Yeah.
He says not to do that. If they don't have the doctrine of Christ, and the Mormons don't have the doctrine of Christ, the Jehovah's Witnesses don't have the doctrine of Christ. Amen. These people that go out here trying to present themselves and use the term Jesus Christ in their name doesn't necessarily mean they follow that.
Listen, Lord. It's true.
But he says don't receive them in your house. Don't bid them Godspeed. Why? Because they're a deceiver. And they're an antichrist.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking about walking in truth today. We're talking about abiding in the truth. John had a lot of things to say about those that abided in the truth and latched onto the truth and walked in the truth.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. You know, if there's ever a day and time that we need to latch onto the truth, it's a day and time we're living in, Brother Robbie.
Amen.
I never thought I'd live to see a day. Amen. Where so many people in this world don't know what a woman is.
Yeah.
Amen. They got a Supreme Court justice nominee.
Yeah.
Amen. Try to answer a point blank question of what is a woman? She said, well, I don't know. I'm not a biologist.
Really?
Amen.
Really?
But the funny thing is, one of his agendas, one of the president's agendas was to have the first black woman on the Senate. Amen.
Yeah.
On the Supreme Court. Well, that tells you that he knows what a woman is.
Yeah.
Amen. Why don't she know what a woman is?
Amen.
Amen. I know what a woman is. I know what a boy is. Amen. When my son was born, I knew he was a boy immediately.
Amen.
Amen. Because he had certain characteristics. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Right.
People are out there spreading all kinds of false doctrines. False lies.
Yeah.
And the important thing is that we know the truth and we walk in the truth and we remain in the truth.
Amen.
Amen. It's bad in the Bible days. Amen. I'm going to take you over here to John. Amen.
Amen.
John chapter 19. Chapter 18. We may get back to 1 John. We may not. I kind of covered it a little bit anyway. If I don't get to it, you go on and read 1 John chapter 4, about the first 10 verses or so.
Amen. That's in Jesus.
John chapter 18.
Mm-hmm.
Go down to about verse 33. People don't know truth anymore today. They don't know truth from a hole in the ground.
True, brother.
But that's not anything. The Bible says there's not anything new under the sun.
That's right.
Let me tell you somebody else that didn't know anything about truth. Verse 33 says, then Pilate entered into the judgment hall again and called Jesus and said unto him, art thou the king of the Jews? Jesus answered him saying, or he said, sayest thou this thing of thyself, or did others tell it of thee?
Mm-hmm.
Of me. Pilate answered, am I a Jew? Now remember, Pilate was a Roman governor.
Mm-hmm.
He said, thine own nation and the chief priests have delivered thee unto me. What hast thou done? I mean, this is serious. Why? What have you done?
Mm-hmm.
Jesus answered, my kingdom is not of this world. If my kingdom were of this world, then would my servants fight that I should not be delivered to the Jews. But now is my kingdom not from thence.
Mm-hmm.
From hence. Pilate therefore said unto him, art thou a king then? Jesus answered, thou sayest that I am a king. To this end was I born, and for this cause came I into the world, that I should bear witness unto the truth. Everyone that is of the truth heareth my voice.
Mm-hmm.
Pilate said unto him, listen to this, I've underlined this in my Bible.
Mm-hmm.
One of the weirdest questions in the Bible.
Yeah.
Pilate said unto him, what is truth?
Yeah. Yeah.
What is truth?
Yeah.
And when he had said this, he went out again to the Jews and said unto them, I find no fault in him at all. But ye have a custom that I should release unto you one at the Passover. Will ye therefore that I release unto you the king of the Jews? Then cried they all again, saying, not this man, but Barabbas. Now Barabbas was a robber.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Somebody didn't know. We see the same situation today. People don't know what truth is.
Yeah.
People don't know what a boy is. They don't know what a girl is.
Yeah.
Amen. They don't. There's so many other things they don't know. I believe the Bible talks about how they'll learn much knowledge. But they just still don't know it. I can't think of the scripture. It's not coming to my mind. Maybe it'll come to you in here a little while. But ever learning and never coming to the knowledge of the truth.
That's it.
Ever learning. You know, people are learning. Ever since that James Webb telescope went up in the air, I can't stop hearing about it.
Yeah.
Oh, look at this image. It's 10 times better than the other one that was in the Hubble telescope.
Yeah.
We want to learn about space. We want to learn about everything out there. I mean, every time I think about that, I think about what Robbie preached this morning about the Tower of Babel.
Yeah.
Amen. They try to get up there and see what's out there and the great beyond.
Yeah.
Amen. They don't search our souls like the Bible tells us to, but they'll look all in space and they'll go under the earth and look in the seas and try to do all kinds of exploring. But Paul said, examine yourself with it being the faith.
Praise the Lord. Amen.
They try to find truth out there in the stars.
Yeah.
They say, well, this is 20-something billion light years away, and we're just now seeing the explosion of the great big bang.
Mm-hmm.
And one of these days, we might get to go to Mars and maybe recolonize over there.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just Tower of Babel talk.
Yeah, it is.
You know, I've thought about that many times, Brother Robbie. When God confounded their language, it was the Tower of Babel, and God confounded their language because they tried to achieve something they couldn't do. They tried to be as God, as it were.
Right.
And there's going to be another event like that take place. It's going to cause so much confusion, so much diversion. And I thought about that. And that's the rapture of the church. Amen. When we're out of here and when planes start flying and they start falling and crashing and cars start crashing into each other. Amen. All these things start coming to pass. Amen. They're going to be begging for somebody to get them out of it. And that's when the Antichrist will come on the scene.
Exactly.
They'll be ripe for the picking then. He's out in the wings somewhere. I believe he's most likely he's already here.
Yeah,
he just ain't revealed himself yet.
But
Pilate said, what is truth? You know, I read that today. I've read that many times, but I read that today and I thought to myself, Pilate was an awful cynical and pessimistic sort of fellow.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I can almost hear his attitude in this question.
Yeah.
Not that he didn't know what truth was, but that he said something like this, you're in my courthouse now. What is truth?
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's up to me. Or we don't see justice in this courthouse because the Jews are in control.
Mm-hmm.
And just as if to prove a point, he went out and said, you know what? I don't find any fault in them, but there's a custom that you can release one and two. Almost as if to set Jesus up. like he was in control, like he Absolutely. Was the one that was in charge. God was the one in charge. Amen. He'd already planned this 700 years, like we heard this morning, Amen. Before it even happened. Potter right. wasn't in charge. The governor here wasn't in charge. President ain't in charge.
Right.
Amen. All the people that hold the top 80% of wealth in the world think they're in charge. Well, they're not. God owns all that and more.
Amen.
Pilate said, what is truth? He was scoffing. I believe he was scorning Jesus.
Yeah.
But he didn't realize that the custom he's talking about was that of the scapegoat.
Yeah.
Over in Leviticus, I believe it's chapter 25, maybe it's chapter 6, I can't remember exactly, chapter 16 maybe. There's a custom of a scapegoat. They take two goats, and one of them they offer as a sin offering for the priest. Mm-hmm. And they'll throw a lot on that, a little, maybe a dice or something. And one goes to the Lord, and the other one they release into the wilderness, never be seen again. And that represents our sin being forgotten. Amen. The other one represents the Day of Atonement.
Amen.
Amen. Jesus here was their scapegoat. Amen. Jesus here was the one that was offered in the atonement.
Amen.
And Barabbas was almost like a scapegoat. Because they took one, sacrificed him, and they took another and let him go.
Amen, Brother Eddie.
And they're going all over the scapegoat analogy right here through this.
Good preaching.
And you begin to ask yourself, what is truth? Jesus said what truth is. Several different times in John chapter 17, when he was praying for his disciples and praying for Jerusalem, he began to say in verse 17 of chapter 17, sanctify them through thy truth, thy word is truth. Amen, thy word is truth. Jesus also said in John 14:6, Jesus said unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. That's another truth that people don't want to deal with. There's only one way.
Yeah.
Amen. You can go tell Oprah and all the rest of them that believe in all these multiple ways to heaven.
Amen.
Amen. You need to go tell them to go read their Bible again
Amen.
And believe it. Amen.
Amen.
But Jesus said anybody else tries to come up through any other way besides the door, and I'm the door.
Yeah.
Amen. They're the same as a thief and a robber. And you
Amen.
Know no thief and robber is going to inherit eternal life.
Amen. Yes, sir.
That's the truth.
Praise the Lord.
I mean, some of these things are so basic, it just goes over their heads.
Yeah.
Why is that? Because the world don't receive it.
Right.
The world will receive their own, but they won't receive Jesus. They
right.
won't receive the truth of the Word. Now I can hop back over to 1 John chapter 4. Amen. Now notice here what we just read in John chapter 18. Jesus was talking to him and he told Pilate, he said, everyone that is of the truth hears my voice.
Yeah.
Well, in 1 John chapter 4, it begins like this. A very familiar scripture. It says, Beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits, whether they of God. Because many false prophets are gone out into
Amen.
The world.
Right.
Remember, he committed them earlier
mm-hmm.
because they walk in truth. What are they walking in truth from? Because of false prophets out there.
Amen.
Verse 2, Hereby you know the Spirit of God. And we come to the same little conundrum here. Every spirit that confesseth that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is of God. Why is that important? Because God came in the flesh. That's why.
Man.
He came. The Messiah's already come. He's coming back a second time.
Man.
When he comes back, it won't be the first time like the Jews think. That's why they'll hang on to every word the Antichrist says.
Mm-hmm.
They'll think he's their Messiah.
Right.
Verse 3, And every spirit that confesseth not that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is not of God. This is the spirit of Antichrist, whereof you have heard that it should come, and even now already is it in the world. You are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is he than that is in thee, that is in you, than he that is in the world.
Mm-hmm.
They that are of the world, they are of the world, therefore speak they of the world, and the world heareth them.
Mm-hmm. Right.
We are of God. He that knoweth God heareth us. That's about what Jesus said
Amen.
When he talked to Pilate. He that is not of God heareth not us. Hereby we know the spirit of truth. And the spirit
right.
of error.
Amen.
John said, try the spirits. You know there's a spirit of truth. There's a spirit of error.
Amen.
There's a spirit that confesses that Jesus Christ come in the flesh. And then there's a spirit of Antichrist who says he hasn't.
Yeah.
He says, try. And those that are of the truth and know God, hear us.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of people worry about all these debates and everything and they try to debate people and try to convert them and try to get them to see things. Well, some people are just going to be the way they are. They're not going to change their minds.
Yeah.
Amen. They've got a reprobate mind, and you can't convince them otherwise. Amen. Amen. So don't be casting your pearls before the swine, like Jesus said. Amen. Just go on and say, well, you know what? If they were of God, they'd hear us. And just let it go. Ain't no sense of getting blue in the face trying to get somebody converted when they're already set in their own minds.
Yeah.
Go away, pray for them.
Right.
Shake the dust off your feet.
That's right, exactly.
You're supposed to walk in truth.
Amen.
How do we do that? Well, we've got the Holy Bible.
Amen.
Jesus said, thy word is truth. Jesus said, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. That truth, the word gives us a light and a compass to go by.
Praise the Lord.
Psalms 119, I can't remember if it's verse 109 or verse 11, I think, somewhere around in there. It says, thy word is a lamp and a light unto my path.
Amen.
The word will shine the light in the deepest darkness.
Right.
Amen. The word will shine the light in the deepest darkness. It is the truth.
Right.
It is the truth.
Amen.
And we're to walk in the truth. This really hit me this week because I don't know anybody out there that deals with depression, but I've dealt with it before in my life. And just past week, I've been depressed. Melissa's asked me about doing some things. I said, I don't feel like doing nothing. I just had a bad day. I'm in a sour mood. I don't feel like doing nothing. And I have to do like David sometimes. David said it. It said David encouraged himself in the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. I begin to think about that. And I begin to think about what is this depression really? Well, it's just a lie of the devil. Because you'll get thoughts in your head about how life ain't worth living or nothing's working out or you're never going to get to do the things you want to do or whatever might come to your mind. I don't know. But those are kind of things that come to my mind. I know it's of the devil because it's all lies.
Amen.
Amen.
That's right.
Amen. The devil will come to steal, kill, and destroy, and he'll do his best to do it if you'll let him. And that's not the truth. Amen. If you believe a lie, it's not the truth. Amen. And so if you walk in truth, you've got to reject those things that the devil plants in your mind. You've got to put on the whole armor of God. Use the helmet of salvation and say, declare to the old devil, amen, I've been blood bought, born again, amen, and I'm saved and I'm sanctified and the Lord's going to keep me. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Yes.
That's the truth. Walk in that. I don't know about y'all, but it seems like sometimes I'm kind of like the one where the seed was sown, the word of God, and it falls by the wayside.
Yeah.
Amen. And they just don't really latch hold of that. And it begins to wither away. Sometimes I feel like it, Brother Robbie. I've heard this a million times. Why can't I get a hold of it? Why is that? Because a lot of times you just want to dwell on the bad things. You want to dwell on what the devil tells you because you don't see no way out. But I'm telling you, there's a way of escape. Amen. Whenever the temptation comes, God said he won't make it more than you can overcome, but he'll make a way of escape. Sometimes a way of escape is grabbing on hold to the line of the Lord and saying, Lord, I'm going to believe you no matter what the devil throws my way. I'm going to believe God. I'm going to walk in that truth. I'm going to take every day one step at a time. Amen. And I'm going to believe another nugget of faith today that I'm more than a conqueror through him that loved me. And I can do whatsoever things through Christ. Amen. Which strengthens me. Amen. I can do all these things through Christ. The Lord shall supply all my needs according to his rich glory. Trust in the Lord. Lean not on thy own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him and he shall direct thy path. Amen. Just keep walking. Just keep going in the truth of God. Amen. When the devil came around to Jesus, amen, in the wilderness over there in Matthew chapter 4, Luke chapter 4, Jesus wasn't to worry about wringing his hands. Every time the devil tried to tempt him, what'd he do? He quoted scripture. Thou shalt not worship any other god. Amen. The Lord's the one you want to worship.
Amen.
Thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. Amen. And all these different truths he gave.
Amen.
He quoted them to the devil. And he overcame.
Amen.
You know, in Revelation it says, they overcame by the blood of the Lamb. And by the word of their testimony. Oh, thank God we got a testimony. This old man can speak life instead of death. Death and life are in the power of the tongue, it says in Proverbs.
Praise the Lord.
We've got a weapon right here. You got to watch it because it's full of deadly poison. But you go speaking the things of God, and you go saying the name of Jesus and proclaiming his truth, and you start walking in that, you submit yourself to God, the devil's got to flee, amen. He can't be in the same room with a Holy Ghost filled child of God. Amen.
Praise the Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord for that. I feel good tonight. I don't know what Dad's talking about.
Yeah,
y'all about got me down in here.
Bless you, Lord.
My voice is about to go.
Bless you, Jesus.
Amen. But I want to go one more place here that I've marked, and that's Psalms 100. I was reading this the other day, and I noticed something. It's funny. It's almost like that car syndrome.
Yeah.
You read something in the Bible, and you start noticing it everywhere.
Yeah.
It's like when you buy yourself a brand new blue Volkswagen Beetle. Boy, you see them everywhere.
Amen.
We parked behind a Beetle today getting gas or something. And my wife said, well, I've always wanted one of them little bugs. I said, it ain't happening. I'm too big for them, and we got three people to ride now. That ain't happening. Psalms 100, chapter 100, verse 5. For the Lord is good, His mercy is everlasting, and His truth endureth to all generations.
Yeah.
You know what that means? From now to the end of time.
Yeah.
All generations. Jesus said, not a jot or a tittle shall pass from the law until the Lord return.
Praise the Lord.
Something to that effect. But His truth endures to all generations. I don't care what they try to teach you in school about a woman or about a boy or anything like that. Amen. Continue the things you've learned from the beginning, what your mom and daddy have raised you to learn.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. If they're in Christ, then they're going to adhere to the truth of the gospel. Amen. His truth endures to all generations. Amen. I don't care what kind of fads or what kind of trends are going on now. One of the biggest disgraces and sacrileges I've been hearing about lately is them cutting up, mangling, and butchering the teenage boys and girls because they've been told by some of their peers or some of their mamas and daddies, amen, that they're a boy when they're actually a girl, and they'll go in and try to get surgery that's unreversible and live the rest of their life like that. That's false. That's a lie.
Yeah.
Amen. The Bible says somewhere in there we talked about He'd cause them to believe a lie and they'd be damned.
Yeah.
Amen. God don't want anybody to go to hell. But sometimes they get in their own way and they get set in their own way. And He says, okay.
Yeah.
Reprobate mind. I'm going to turn you over to the things which aren't convenient. You read that in Romans chapter 1. Romans. That's what Paul said God did back in the days of Sodom and Gomorrah.
Amen.
Turn them over.
Right.
And they were killed. They were all demolished by fire from heaven.
That's right.
Fire is going to come down again from heaven one day. After a while, it's going to wipe this whole place clean.
Amen.
We know the flood came the first time, and there was this rainbow set in the cloud, and it wasn't for the gaze. I'll just say that right now, loud and clear.
Amen.
It was God's rainbow, and it was a promise, a covenant with mankind that He will not destroy the earth with a flood anymore.
Amen.
Next time, it's going to be with fire.
Yeah.
You see, there is a big bang, but it ain't happened yet, Brother Robbie.
Yeah.
Bible said this earth's going to pass away with a great noise. That means big bang. It's going to be loud, and ain't nobody going to mistake it. And God's going to have His way in the end. What's important is that we walk in truth. Because that truth will stand for all generations. I'll ask you to stand, those that can and will. Come on, Brother Donald, give us a song. Brother Donald Brown, give us a song, would you? I'm terrible with names. I can remember a face forever, but names, they just leave. This altar's open.
Amen.
If you have a need, I don't feel anything pressing on my heart, but I always like to give an opportunity when God puts it on my heart.
Yes, sir.
If you need prayer, amen, just come.
Praise the Lord.
Give it over to the Lord as He sings here.
Amen.